VA's version of Shark Tank awards grassroots healthcare innovations. Washington. As part of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs efforts to promote grassroots innovations throughout its healthcare system, the agency recently crowned winners from the Veterans Health Administration, VHA, Innovation Ecosystems Shark Tank Competition during the October 23rd VHA Innovation Experience, or IX, event. The competition serves as a platform for employees to pitch their ideas for improving healthcare services for veterans. The winners' innovations will be implemented at select facilities. Quote, "This is a huge cultural shift from the way VA has done things in the past," said VA Secretary Robert Wilkie. "We can't solve everything from Washington. Events and competitions like VHA's Shark Tank that showcase employees' innovative ideas empowers frontline personnel to take charge to improve services in needed areas," end quote. The 12 practices and 15 medical center director winners were chosen from a pool of more than 500 applicants. The winning practices include expanded digital health capabilities, improved access to care, and suicide prevention. The partnership between the creators of the practice and selected facilities will kick off at the Diffusion of Excellence Base Camp in February 2020 at the Southeast Louisiana Veterans Healthcare System. To view the finalists' pitches from the 2019 VHA Shark Tank competition, visit the VA YouTube page. Light Up the Darkness. There is a large photo of the advertisement for the Light Up the Darkness event. Save the date for BVA's second Light Up the Darkness charity concert on March 28, 2020, at the Richard J. Ernst Community Cultural Center in Annandale, Virginia. Caregiver Support Program Mission Act Frequently Asked Questions. Caregivers play a critical role in the health and well-being of some of our most vulnerable veterans. Under the Mission Act, we are strengthening and expanding our program to positively impact the lives of veterans and deliver the best customer experience to them and their caregivers. Quoted from Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie. What is changing in the Caregiver Support Program, CSP? Under the Mission Act, the Department of Veterans Affairs is working to give more family caregivers access to the Program of Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers, or PCAFC, and support them as they care for veterans of all eras. Currently, the PCAFC is only available to eligible veterans injured in the line of duty on or after September 11, 2001. Prior to expanding eligibility for the PCAFC, VA must upgrade its information technology system and implement other improvements to strengthen the program. When will the program expand? VA will begin accepting applications for PCAFC from veterans of other eras in phases. The first phase of the program expansion will occur once the Secretary has certified that VA's new caregiver IT system is fully implemented and final regulations have been published. This could be as early as the summer of 2020, at which time VHA will expand eligibility and begin accepting applications in two phases. Initially, VA will accept applications from eligible veterans who incurred or aggravated a serious injury in the line of duty on or before May 7, 1975. The final phase, due to begin 2 years after the first phase, will include eligible veterans who incurred or aggravated a serious injury in the line of duty between May 8, 1975 and September 10, 2001. What services does VA offer for all caregivers? Caregivers are eligible for a host of VA services, including services offered under the Program of General Caregiver Support Services, PGCSS. These services are available to eligible veterans of any era. PGCSS includes training, education, respite care, self-care courses, and the Caregiver Support Line, 1-855-260-3274, and that's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. These services are available to support all caregivers where the veteran is enrolled for health care at any Veterans Health Administration facility, regardless of illness or injury. What does VA offer under PCAFC? In addition to services offered under the PGCSS, caregivers in the PCAFC may also receive a monthly stipend, beneficiary travel, mental health counseling, enhanced respite services, and health insurance, if applicable. How is VA strengthening its CSP? In recent months, VA has developed or amended 14 standard operating procedures that clarify program reimbursements for VA staff, provided enhanced training and education to staff and caregivers, boosted operational capacity with ongoing hiring of over 600 new staff nationwide, and increased oversight in each Veterans Integrated Service Network. What else is VA doing for caregivers? VA is working across the organization to ensure caregivers have a positive experience through program improvements and initiatives that include establishing a campaign in collaboration with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation that integrates caregivers into the healthcare team. The Campaign for Inclusive Care will train providers via the Academy for Inclusive Care with education modules addressing the following topics: veteran caregivers, the role of caregivers, impact on caregiving, and how to include caregivers. Also, in the CAR team, the Academy for Inclusive Care will launch in January 2020. The Campaign for Inclusive Care seeks to move from caregiver support to caregiver integration. Expanding telehealth services to enable veterans and their caregivers to receive care in the comfort of their own homes. Providing a toolkit for caregivers and family members with facts about suicide prevention and information and guidance on when to reach out for resources and help for themselves or the veteran. Promoting self-care for caregivers through text messaging. The CSP has partnered with the Office of Connected Care to expand the VA's Annie Short Message Service, a text messaging capability that promotes self-care for veterans to caregivers of veterans. Increasing self-care courses for caregivers, offered in English and Spanish. Providing home and community-based care alternatives through the Choose Home Initiative, currently at 21 VA medical centers. The VA recently began partnering with the Corporation for National Community Service to engage Senior Corps volunteers in support of VA's Choose Home Initiative, enabling older veterans to receive needed homemaker and daily living support in their homes rather than move into healthcare institutions. Did you know, in 1947, the VA developed the first Mobility and Orientation Rehabilitation Training Program for blind persons.